find yourself car clocking, you know what I mean? It's like train spotting. You're sitting and watching, oh, who's this at? I don't know who that is. And how long's he there? Right, he came at such a time. And you've got a list of car numbers and you think, yeah, he was here yesterday, same time. It's another bloody worker.
I know when there's a different car on the street and I know it's from town or someone's out shopping in town.
At the end of the day, they shouldn't actually be here. They've got parking downtown.
Commuter car clockers in St Anne's and the Meadows. And if the sight of unidentified cars clogging up the road outside your home makes your blood boil too, then brace yourself. The County Council predict it will only get worse. It says Nottinghamshire will become littered with unofficial park and ride schemes as commuters park on residential streets to avoid paying the workplace parking levy. Keith Tupling, the managing director of TQC Limited, a factory in Carlton, says he won't be paying his annual workplace parking levy bill of around £5,000.
I think the only alternative is to maybe limit the car park to 10 cars and let the rest of the people park on the streets. And we'd do that probably on a rota system where 10 people would be able to park 1 week and then the following week 10 other people would be able to park. And then we just have to fend for ourselves around the streets.
And Matthew Boehm, a factory manager in Orwell, also has no qualms about his own avoidance technique.
I would certainly look at parking my vehicle as it stands when the parking levy comes in a residential area and walking into work and unfortunately blocking somebody else's drive and leaving them with a problem.
Even without the workplace parking levy, Nina Shepherd, who lives on Welbeck Walk in St Anne's, has seen it all.
It's people that actually work into town. They come into town, want free parking. It's quite near the city centre. Oh, we'll park out here.
Nina got so mad waiting for the city council to issue residents parking permits that with the help of her neighbours, she took matters into her own hands, using one of these as a weapon.
We put the bins out early in the morning. We got us little chairs out there and there's cups of tea. And we just sat out there and put the bins the length of the road, blocking the road so no one can get in, and we'd stay out there. I mean, we'd man it at different times, make sure that someone was out there all day.
And it worked. Welbeck Walk now has residents' parking permits, the golden ticket to parking, that some people living close to the shopping precinct in the Meadows are already desperate to get their hands on.
My name's Mark and I live in the Meadows. I sometimes get up in the morning. I can't get out the road because someone's parked behind me, so I have to bit my horn. I'll come home from work at 10:30 in the morning. The street is packed. I'll come home at work at 5:00 when I finish my other job. The street is packed because it's free parking, which I can't blame them, but it's just hassle for everyone else.
But it's not just the city centre where residents and commuters are drawing the battle lines over free parking spaces. County Councillor Richard Jackson's already plotting potential sparring hotspots.
If you look at the map and look at where the county and the city meet, you can look at Beeston, Bramcote, you can go right the way round, Carlton. We know that we expect there to be problems around Nuttall. Certainly West Bridgford, where we are at the moment, not too far away, we'd expect problems as well. I think it's human nature. People are going to try and avoid this charge, and it's quite likely that they're going to try and park just across the county boundary on our roads and make the journey into Nottingham from there.
So, what can be done?
We'll need to bring in residents' parking spaces just to protect the residents' ability to park on the roads where they live at the moment. Obviously, that's got a cost involved to it. It costs us anything up to about £10,000 to bring in a residents' parking scheme over a small area. And so, we'll need the money for that from somewhere. We have demand for residents' parking schemes without the workplace parking levy. We know we've got 50-odd on books, so we need to introduce some. I think, inevitably, when the workplace parking levy comes in, if it's introduced, as for numbers, well, your guess is as good as mine.
Well, a quick bit of arithmetic shows that the 50 schemes already on the books will cost the County Council £500,000. So combating the cars won't come cheap. But it's not just the authority that will have to pay. The proud owners of a parking permit will be asked to pay a £25 admin charge, which if you're already paying to park at work, will surely not prove too popular.
We'll consult and, you know, we'll only introduce resident parking schemes where residents support the idea. We're doing this at the moment. They can be controversial, but most people realistically will accept that it's better to have a residents parking scheme than not have a scheme and not be able to park close to their homes.